Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Adam, it's always a pleasure. We'll jump into it with this. There's some talk bubbling up this week about Quan Alexander, Niner linebacker, who suffered this torn pectoral injury back in October, that somehow, some way, he's telling people that if they make it to the Super Bowl, he might be able to take the field and play, that he's coming back. That type of injury, this type of situation, could you see something like that happening?
Yes, but here's the problem, Joe. You have to be able to do your job. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, I think I'm feeling better. And with a torn pectoral after the surgery, you know, it's generally 5-6 months before you do something that strenuous. I mean, look, they got to get there first. I remember one of the first biggest stories I ever reported was Terrell Owens would play in the Super Bowl. That's after he broke his ankle. I went out on a limb because I had a good sourcing on it that he would play in the Super Bowl. What I said was, I don't know how much he's going to play. Now, Owens would admit he was only at 70% against the Patriots, but he still was able to play. So when you look at the situation with Alexander, there might be a way for him to strap it up and play. But we're so far away from that. Look, it's like J.J. Watt. He's told people that he thinks he'll be able to play at some point in the playoffs. That's great. So we'll see what happens. But that's the least of their worries right now. The Niners have some injury issues. Last week, they got shocked at home. I still say it was not, folks, it was not a letdown. How do I know that? I talked to the Jaguars, play the Falcons this week. The Falcons, folks, let me give you the real story what happened with the Niners offense. They completely changed their defense. They went with man coverage, which they rarely do, and that shut down Jimmy G. So I heard your segment. I've been listening. Folks, there's nothing to do with Jimmy G. It's what the Falcons did to those receivers. The Niners receivers simply cannot beat man coverage. That's what happened.
So skipping ahead then to the Ram matchup, Adam, can they replicate what Atlanta did vis-a-vis playing that man-to-man coverage and also limiting the wide receivers as the Falcons were able to do?
So, Dibs, here's the deal. So now Kyle Shanahan has seen it. Kyle Shanahan is what personnel people tell me. He runs a schemed-based offense. He rarely will ask anyone, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to beat him, you're going to beat him, you're going to beat him. That's not the way he runs his offense. His offense is about creating space and getting them open and make it a little bit easier for him. Now that he's seen this, he now knows that this is a way that they may play him. Now, the Rams, by the way, they play more man covers than most teams. With Wade Phillips and his 34 front, they will play man. And Jalen Ramsey, I expect him to be on Sanders. That to me, would be the matchup that makes the most sense. It's guys like Bourne who've got to find a way to get open. Debo Samuel, obviously. And how they're going to scheme up and try to stop George Kittle, who had a monster game last week. So Kyle's going to have to kind of look at and say, okay, now we are seeing teams. We've now seen one team change up their defense just to stop our guys. Now I've got to help our quarterback and receivers get open. And he's going to have to get some man beaters in there. He's got some challenges here. He's got to do that.
When you're trying to beat it, were you surprised that Kyle Shanahan at halftime didn't run more, where he's going more crossing routes, where he's running through those things, where pick routes, the zero routes, where you're coming across that kind of coverage and rubbing guys off? Were you kind of shocked that he didn't make that adjustment?
Well, the fact of the matter is, whatever he did, they could not get open, and that's something that he's going to have to take a look at. And it's a fair criticism. Look, that's on him. Because when you see it at halftime, you go, okay, we know exactly what they're doing. They go with man coverage. We weren't expecting this because they don't do this.
Right.
The way it goes, Zoe, in coaching is that you go with percentages. It's never about certainty because you don't know that. You go in with what they do just about every week. They're playing the same defense that they run. The Niners and Falcons run cover three with man principles inside it, but not pure man like they changed it. So Kyle now has got to look at it and say, okay, we have this on paper. We were unable to get what we wanted. Because, you know, in game it's hard. We could talk all we want about adjustments, but this is a major coverage difference, and now you've got to put in different play calls.
Right.
It's not easy to do. And now, like I said, they have it on tape now. Now they know they could change it up.
Adam Kaplan joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Fletcher Cox, Aaron Donald, Grady Jarrett, all named as the Pro Bowl interior defensive lineman for the NFC, which means Eric Armstead was left off the list. Do you think that was one of the snubs? We always talk about that this time of year, the guys that were the biggest snubs, the biggest mistakes. Where did you land on that?
You know what's interesting, Joe? I would not have put Fletcher Cox on the Pro Bowl list. He's been, let's not forget, he had a significant surgery. He had major foot surgery, and it took him about 5 or 6 weeks to get back to normal. In the middle of the season, I mean, I had the Eagles tell me they had never seen him look better, and now he's tailed off lately. So I would have gone with Armstead. It's a great question. I would not have gone with Fletcher Cox, to be honest with you. But the problem is that, you know, you have the fan vote, you've got the coaches vote. To me, the issue is that how many of the people who are voting actually get to see these players play every week?
Right.
That's why I would take it out of the fans' hands. I wouldn't let them vote. It becomes more of a popularity contest. I had a former player tell me that he would have his PR staff vote for him. He didn't care about it. That's how little he cared about the Pro Bowl voting. So take it for what it is.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's tied to some people's contracts. Richard Sherman, yes, happy that he's a fan favorite with that Milski that he was able to collect. Adam, this is the last time we'll talk to you before, quote, Black Monday comes around. What's your read on the number of coaching vacancies we're going to see, and how much does Robert Saleh's name get thrown out then when we come to January?
Yeah, let's take the former first.
It's a two-part question for you, Adam. I apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm good for it. I actually, you know, this is actually exactly what I'm working now are coaching, potential coaching changes. We have two already that are done. We know Carolina and Washington, and I've got up to six that could change. Now, when you look at it, it's all about questions. The Giants have not said anything on Pat Shurmur's status. We'll have to see. Like, that's one where most people think there's going to be a change there. I'm not so convinced that that's going to happen. Remember, it's the only NFL team where there are two families that actually run the football team, and the issue is not coaching there. It's the front office and how bad the roster is in terms of defense. You look at a lot of these situations and where Jaguars, okay, they fired Tom Coughlin, who was their director of football operations. He had personnel control there. So that one, I think that one you're probably going to see where they're going to bring in a search committee. Shad Khan, the owner, basically said it. I mean, without saying it, that he's going to need help. There could be up to six to answer your question. And Saleh will definitely get interviews, but timing is everything here, because the farther the Niners go, the harder it's going to be for him, because teams are going to have to wait for him. Look, I remember when Dan Quinn. The Browns did not want to wait for Dan Quinn. This is when they hired Mike Pettine. They really liked Dan Quinn. But Dan Quinn, when he was with Seattle, he was going very far. He was going to the Super Bowl. So it comes down to how long they're going to wait and how long they'll be able to wait for Robert Saleh.
One follow-up on that, Adam. At the Philly-Washington game this past weekend, Urban Meyer was up in the box with Alex Smith and mingling with people. He coached Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State. He clearly isn't taking the USC job. What's the thought process there? Is Urban looking to get back in? Do you think maybe he takes an NFL job?
Two things quickly. Terry McLaurin, his former receiver at Ohio State, said he actually invited Urban Meyer. So that's the first thing. Although of course, Daniel Snyder, if he wanted to, and Bruce Allen, the team president, at least for now, he obviously could talk to Urban Meyer. He's a coaching free agent. I talked to people close to Urban Meyer. Someday they think he'll coach. It may or may not be next season. He's not hell-bent on coaching. Like with Matt Rhule, not a secret, Matt Rhule wants to be a head coach. But here's the thing about the National Football League. Yes, you don't have to recruit players. This is not college football. But you're going to want to have a certain amount of control and be in a good building where you know you could win. And by the way, where you have the right quarterback, that is everything when you take over a team. You've got to have the right quarterback.
Adam, you're still talking about the inability to beat man coverage. How much do you think that is to do with the timing of the offensive line? How is the San Francisco 49ers going to hold up? Joel's talking about this vaunted front that, you know, the Rams would down. Do they have enough to hold up to let these receivers get open to beat man?
Yeah, here's my concern, Zoe. Here's my concern. If Mike Person cannot play with his neck injury, that is a concern, because, you know, the Rams move Aaron Donald everywhere. He's not a static defensive lineman. They're going to move him. And if Skull has to start, actually, it's going to be Brunskill, is actually what Shanahan said yesterday. That's not good. I know Brunskill and Skull did a phenomenal job filling in a tackle. That's why they went up not making a trade for a tackle. But now you're asking him this week potentially to move inside with very little practice time. That concerns me. The Rams now, I talked to the Cowboys last night. I was really talking to them about the Eagles matchup. But I could tell you that the one person with the Cowboys told me is that the Rams have major problems in the interior of their offensive line. And that's really good because we talk about Armstead and Buckner and everyone that when they move guys around that line. That's really good. So that was a good nugget I got last night. So I expect the Niners defensive line to handle the Rams interior. They are really bad there, and that's where they got to make their money and they got to eat tomorrow.
Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider, 95.7 The Game, Football Insider with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Adam, happy holidays. Thanks so much for coming on. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.